We're about to start the conclusion of the kinos. We've heard many different inspiring speeches about the difficult situations that we're in, how to relate to it. The Zohar tells us that we're not really mourning the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash as much as we're mourning the fact that there's a great distance between us and Hashem, between us and our Father in Heaven. The Zohar tells us that when Titus went into the Beis HaMikdash to destroy it, it was already destroyed. The temple above in the heavens, which is represented by the temple below, was already burnt, was already gone. And down here was just a structure of sticks and stones. But the spiritual aspect of the Beis HaMikdash was already destroyed because of the great distance that existed between us, Jewish people, and Hashem. So really what we're crying about, or what we try to cry about, is the fact that we're so far away. But how do you cry about something that you never experienced? The distance that exists didn't start now, this year, or last year, or 20 years ago, or 100 years ago. It's been going on forever. So we never had it. None of us ever had it. How could we cry? How could we expect it to cry on something that we never experienced at all? So the Pasuk tells us, it's found in the Haftorah in Parshas Maaseh, it's a Pasuk in Yirmiyahu. The Pasuk says, Tiasreich ra'ateich, your evil shall castigate you. People, we're going to have affliction, we're going to have pain, we're going to go through difficult times. Udi'i uri'i, and you'll realize and understand, ki ra umar, Azveiches Hashem Elokaich, that our forsaking of Hashem is evil and bitter. The Navi is telling us that when we look at the tsaros, when we look at the pain that we're going through, that is going to help us realize how bitter it is to be distant from Hashem. We all know people that go through tsaros, people that are suffering horrible illness. We know just of recent people that were killed at the war, soldiers, more than one, that were killed, that just in a month from now we're supposed to get married. Their kala, their parents, all expecting a tremendous, joyous occasion, are now mourning. There was a soldier who died last week, who this week had a baby girl. His wife gave birth. Rabbi Beer, his nephew, was in the army, had a bullet shot right through his hand. Rabbi Thaler has a cousin in the army. Two of his fingers were blown off. These are tsaros that we could relate to. We could cry very easily over. We try not to think about it because it's scary and the human nature doesn't like it. But here, the Navi is telling us, think about it. Think about these tsaros, these horrible, painful experiences that we're going through. The kina that speaks to me the most, or we actually didn't recite it today, but is Kino Yud Zayin, number 17. I was going to be part of it because the rabbis knew that we couldn't relate to the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. They knew that we can't relate to what it means to be far from Hashem. But they knew that if we'd be able to think about different sorrows, different painful, catastrophic situations that occur, and we'd be able to internalize and contemplate on those feelings, and then we freeze those feelings. And we say, oh, this is horrible. I'm crying about this situation. That is what it means to be far away from Hashem. That's what it feels like. It's that same exact feeling. We're able to think about it and then just channel it over to what it means to be far from Hashem. And the Kin is talking about different situations that were happening during the times of the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. If it could happen that women ate the fruit of their own womb, the babes of their care, the women ate their children. If it could happen that compassionate women cooked their own children, they cooked them in a pot on the stove. If it could happen that the locks of their hair were torn from their heads when they were tied by the hair to flea horses. If it could happen that the tongue of the nursing babies would adhere to its palate through unmitigated thirst. The babies had nothing to drink. If it could happen that one mother cried out to another mother, come, let us cook our screeching children. If it could happen that after devouring one of their babies, the two mothers met, and the mother of the eaten child said, give your son. But he was already cut into pieces and hidden away for his own mother to enjoy. When we think about what happened to Levi Kletsky, a child cut up into pieces, we could relate to that. We could cry over that. We skip a little bit, it says, if it could happen that heaped on one stone were 9 kav measures, a huge amount of children's brains. That we could relate to. We've seen the pictures from the Holocaust of arms just piled on top of each other. If it could happen that 300 suckling babes were hung to die, stretched out on a single branch. If it could happen that delicate, pampered women were seen in iron chains under the hand of the chief butcher. These Chesed Tzaros we could cry in very easily. We have to think about them. We have to try to imagine what it looks like, what it means. And then when we have those feelings, to then just move it over and channel it to how it feels to be so far away from Hashem. And that's why in the Kinos it does speak about these things. It does tell us these stories, because these are easier for us to relate to. I'd like to extend this over to another area. Just recently, we were all able to relate in an extreme way to 3 boys being kidnapped from their parents. We felt it. And we were thinking, What's going on with them today? Did they eat today? How are they being treated? What's it like? We had those feelings not so long before that with Gilad Shalit. What is going on there? What is happening to him? We could relate so easily to parents losing their child, not knowing what is with him. We could understand that. We could feel it. We could feel it for real. Well, how about channeling those feelings towards Hashem? What's it like for Hashem, who has all these children, who he loves and he cares about, he gives so much to, and some of them don't even know that they're missing. They don't even know who their father is. We should be able to cry just like we were able to cry with intense tefillah to these parents to be able to see their three children back home. We should be able to channel those feelings to realize the tsar, the pain of Hashem, the tremendous chil Hashem, the disgrace of God's name in the world, that His people, His sons, His children, sons and daughters, are captured far away. Who knows what's going to be with them? Who knows if they're ever going to make it back alive? We saw in the Sefer, it's called the Seder Hayom. It was written by Moshe Makir close to 500 years ago. It's quoted in Halacha very often. And he goes through the Jewish year and he discusses mitzvos, things to contemplate over the course of the days. When it comes to Tisha B'Av, I was looking here to see what to do on Tisha B'Av. This is what was said 500 years ago. Not today. 500 years ago. It says, obviously, when a person feels the pain after he is able to contemplate, like you just spoke about, he is able to feel the pain of Hashem, the distance between us and Hashem. So it'll cause him to do tshuva. It'll cause him to try to come close to Hashem, to bridge that gap. But then he says a very powerful statement. V'lo ish achad v'lo shtayim. Not one person or two people, ya'asu zos, do this tshuva thing. Ki ma to'elas la'am. What is the point, what is the gain for the nation as a whole? Bishuv hayachidim. With individual, one person, two people, three people, doing tshuva. Ki ha-to'elas lahem levadam. One person does tshuva, there's a to'elas for him. Now he's closer. Uma betza l'tshuva. But what's the point? Acher sherov ha'am, after the majority of the nation, einam chozrim b'tshuva. 98% of the people are still far away. Okay, so one person does tshuva, second person does tshuva. But what's the gain if the majority are not? Ella, rather, kol yirei v'cheret es dvar Hashem. Anyone who fears the word of Hashem, tzarech la'asof, he has to gather anashim reikim, the empty people, asher lo yad'u es mishpat elokei ha'shamayim, where they don't know the law of the God in heaven. Ze asara, this person should go get 10, v'ze esrim, and this guy, he should go get 20. V'ledrosh lahem, and teach them, es haderech yelchuba, the way to go. V'et hamayse asher yasun, and what to do. U'lekarvam elaviyam sheba shamayim, and bring them close to our Father in heaven. U'baze ta'ale arucha u'marpe l'chol makosenu. That will cause the end, the healing of all of our pain. U'letzaroseinu. V'yiskadi shem shamayim will cause a great kiddush Hashem bein amarubim on the multitudes. V'chein hayachidim v'ama'atim hanisharim behem yiru, even the few people that are left at the end, they'll see. V'chein yasu, they'll come along as well. They'll come closer to their Father in heaven. V'yesh lehem z'chus k'moshe Rabbeinu. Someone who does this, who gathers the tens and the twenties, he's like Moshe Rabbeinu b'doro. Asher zacha v'zika es harabim, who merited and brought the people closer to Hashem. V'heim shutfin l'bori yisbarach, when you become a partner to Hashem, the b'riyas ha'olam, in the creation of the world, u'bahamadaso, and keeping the world going. Aval mar kol echad, rav or rabban, shalom alecha nashi, if a person, a single person would say, look, I'm at peace with myself, u'lisager b'toch beisi, I'm going to lock myself up in my own house, lilmod, I'll learn Torah, u'lasok b'chetzi shemayim, I'll do mitzvos, lo zu haderech. That is not the way. Haratzuya be'inei Hashem. That Hashem wants. Ki einu dome hazocha l'knot lasos nafshos harbe u'lekarvan tachas chanfei shechina. You can't compare someone who goes ahead and brings the multitudes under the wings of heaven, k'mishu mizaki nafsho yechida, in comparison to someone who just works on his own soul. V'acheirim behemos yiro, and let the other ones just go like animals. This is what he writes. This is the message what a person is supposed to think about on Tisha B'Av. We have, just like we would have ran anywhere to go capture the three children to bring them home to their father, what about running to capture the people, the sons, the children of Hashem? If we could feel the pain, if we could take that pain and channel it, the pain that we could feel for real people that lose their children, hold it, freeze it, and then channel it towards the pain of Hashem, it would be so obvious and so real for us to cry over it and to try to go ahead and bring them back. Chaim Brim, Zeichet Tzadik Levracha, was one of the Gedolei Ador of the last generation. He was Nifter 12 years ago, and he was one of the main students of the Chazon Ish. And he brings in his sefer, Mar B'Chaim, he brings the Sfarno, the commentary of the Sfarno and Shir HaShirim. And that the Pasuk is speaking about a dialogue between the Jewish people and Hashem. And the Jewish people say to Hashem, in Perek Ches, Pasuk Vav, Simani kachosam alibeich, Hashem, put me embedded like a stamp on your heart. And the Sfarno explains, to remember me in the times of Mashiach. Remember me. Remember us. We want it to come. Achos lanu kitana. Hashem says to the Jewish people, he says, you're saying that you're yearning for the Mashiach to come. What's the big deal? Even when the Shekhinah is going to come, even when the Kibbutz Galios, the people are going to be gathered, there's only going to be a few groups of people that are righteous. And so what's the big deal? V'shadayim einla. And those small people are not teaching others. Einam melamdim das esa'am. They're not teaching Yiddishkeit to the nation. Ubilti mochim lahashiv me'avona. They're not trying to get people to stop from sinning. Ma'nas elachoseinu. So what should we really do? You're going to want me to bring Mashiach and gather everyone together. Only a few people and they care about themselves only. Im chomahi, but if there's going to be a zchus for these people, meaning other people are going to come back with them, they're going to bring other people, then nivna lea tirat kesef. I'll build a base on mikdash for them, made out of silver, that fire can never burn it down. V'im delati, but if people are not caring about the others, they're not trying to spread the Torah, they're not looking for the tikkun hamon, to fix the nations, the multitudes of people. Netzur aleha luach erez. So I'll make them a base medrash made out of wood, cedar wood. It'll look nice, be pretty, but I'm not building a base of mikdash for them. Rav Brim points out that you see from here that the future geula, the redemption that we're all can't wait for. We had enough of all these tsaros. We had enough of all this pain. The coming of the Mashiach and the building of the Beis HaMikdash is dependent on the merit of being Mekarev, bringing close Achenu B'nai Yisrael, our brothers, to bring them closer to Hashem, to Torah and Yira. We have to bring ourselves closer. We also have to bring other people closer. And the crying of today, we haven't experienced it yet. We should think about the different sorrows. Every person knows his own. We should recognize how far away we are from Hashem and how bitter, umar ki azveichas Hashem, how bitter it is to be far away from Hashem. We should be able to recognize and feel for how horrible it is for a father to have his children taken away from him. Don't know what's going to be with them. The tremendous pain that Hashem has for his children being far away. But we shouldn't just cry about it. We should internalize it, make it real, and go and figure out how we're going to go and fix it. How are we going to bridge that gap? Like the Sfarno said, b'schus that, they will have a whole multitude of people reaching out to others, bringing more people to be those righteous individuals. It'll serve as a catalyst for the bringing of Mashiach. B'mehirah b'yameinu.